It's Marketplace Tech for August 21st. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Tech and science fiction seem to share two common traits. They inspire one another, and they both struggle with diversity. Well, this weekend, the sci-fi crowd is preparing for the annual Hugo Awards, which are given to the best works in science fiction and fantasy writing. And a group of writers called the Sad Puppies have sparked a debate. They say the awards are focusing on more diverse authors over-recognizing the quality of work. And Leckie might disagree. Her debut novel, Ancillary Justice, won the 2014 Hugo Award for Best Novel, and she's nominated again this year. Hi, Anne.
Hi.
You're a female writer whose book is about gender-bending space aliens. Do you feel a little bit like an outsider in the sci-fi community?
Generally, I don't, although some of that I attribute to having a lot of friends who make me feel very welcome. I have run into a couple instances of, for instance, people in positions of choosing work for shortlists or, and such, saying Ancillary Justice isn't actually really science fiction. And that baffles me because Ancillary Justice is very clearly science fiction. It's set in the far future in outer space. There are spaceships. One of the ways that women's work is delegitimized as science fiction is say, well, it's really fantasy, it's really romance, it's not actually science fiction. And so I have to admit, I interpret those statements as a pretty blatant, she's a girl, she can't write science fiction.
Sci-fi has so much potential as a genre to really challenge our political ideas, our morals. Do you think that the writing that is happening in the genre right now is as imaginative as it could be? And is that connected to how diverse the genre is when it comes to authors?
I think you're right. Science fiction has really the potential to really push boundaries. But also, there's a really strong root of sort of wish fulfillment, comfort reading in
space
science fiction.
Space babes.
Right, exactly. And there are writers who are really pushing boundaries. Some of them maybe don't get the recognition that they should. It's really doing this sort of chaotic combination of both. But I certainly would wish for science fiction to push boundaries as far as it possibly can.
Anne Leckie is an author and editor of science fiction. Her debut novel, Ancillary Justice, won the 2014 Hugo Award for Best Novel. She's also been nominated again this year. Anne, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You don't usually think of device makers also making biologic drugs, but they do, and there are reports this week that Samsung's biotech arm may try to raise $1 billion through an initial public offering on the NASDAQ. Elizabeth Crudaholo is an analyst for Bloomberg Intelligence. She says there's a lot of money in this part of biotech.
It's quoted to be roughly a $35 billion market, and with the increasing pressure on drug pricing, you know, both in the U.S. and abroad, it really makes sense. It's a market that will continue to grow, and there's plenty of opportunity as some of these blockbuster biologics come off patent.
In a super competitive smartphone market, Samsung is looking for new ways to make money, but biological rather than chemical drugs are relatively new, and they have many hurdles to clear put up by, yep, the Food and Drug Administration. It's Silicon Tally time. My guest this week, Mark Glazer. He's founder, publisher, and executive editor of Media Shift and Idea Lab. Mark, you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I am ready. Hopefully able.
Four lightning strikes.
That would be the people whose data was given out on Ashley Madison.
That's the number of times lightning struck a Google Cloud Platform center in Belgium. Did you hear about this?
No.
The company lost about 0.000001% of disk space.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to admit I haven't done the terms of service reading that I probably should have, but I wonder if there are acts of God clauses in there.
There's got to be. There's got to be. They'll cover anything they can in those terms of services. I mean, I, my guess is there's like Shakespearean sonnets thrown in there and we don't even know about it.
That would actually make me happy. All right, what do you got for me?
$1.5 billion.
I don't know how much the NSA paid AT&T for like handing over all our data in a super efficient way or something.
If the NSA had that kind of money, yes. No, it's actually the value of all the listicles and other things at BuzzFeed as a media online digital media concern because of a new investment of $200 million from NBC Universal. So yes, BuzzFeed is now, according to investors, worth $1.5 billion, believe it or not. LOL.
LOL for sure. Although LOL is like out now, right? It's we're back to hehe or haha. Yeah. All right. 9.7 gigs.
The hard drive space on a new smartwatch from Microsoft.
I like the sound of that. This is actually the size of the data dump on the internet by Ashley Madison hackers.
Oh, I knew there would be an Ashley Madison thing. I went soon to my Ashley Madison. I should have saved it.
Man, what a week. Mark Glazer is the founder, publisher, and executive editor of Media Shift and Idea Lab. You can find more from Mark on the future of all things media and tech at mediashift.org. Mark, thank you for playing this ridiculous game with me.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's fun to play.
More of this, as always, at marketplacetech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.